This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. With primary elections continuing in many states, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has one more thing to worry about. A 20-second exchange that she had with a Greenpeace activist went viral. Greenpeace's Eva Resnick-Day recently confronted Clinton at a campaign event about taking money from fossil fuel companies. Well, Mrs. Clinton lost her temper, and the whole exchange was captured on video. Greenpeace had asked presidential candidates a year ago if they would take a pledge to hashtag fix democracy, which meant, among other things, that they wouldn't take campaign contributions from fossil fuel interests. Well, my guest is Eva Resnick-Day, Greenpeace's democracy organizer, and she's the one who you saw in the video confronting Clinton about fossil fuel money. Welcome to the program, Eva.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So when and where did the confrontation take place? It was a very, very brief confrontation, but clearly you got under her skin.
Yeah, so it happened last Thursday at Purchase New York at a rally there.
And let's talk about what you asked her. And I think what you said was, because the audio was a little fuzzy, will you act on your word and reject fossil fuel money in the future in your campaign? That you didn't exactly make any accusations, although there was one implied in your question. But is that about what you asked her, that will she reject fossil fuel money in the future?
So I want to be very clear, because the first part of the question that I asked continues to be taken out of the clip in the news cycles.
Ah.
And that was, thank you, Secretary Clinton, for tackling climate change. Will you act on those words and reject fossil fuel money in the future in your campaign? And also, after I asked her that question, which we've asked to every single presidential candidate and not just Secretary Clinton, she said she'd only taken money from employees of the fossil fuel industry. And I don't know if you can hear it, but I interjected also from lobbyists of the fossil fuel industry, but was unable to get that in before she continued.
Were you surprised by her reaction? She got really pissed off.
I was surprised only because so Greenpeace and 350 have been following Senator Clinton, but Secretary Clinton, but also all of the presidential candidates along the campaign trail and asking them questions around climate change, about fossil fuel money, but also about the Keystone XL pipeline, also about drilling in the Gulf and fracking. And we've asked many of these questions before in the past, including fossil fuel money, and had never gotten a reaction like this.
And just for our radio audience, she essentially got right in your face and sort of jabbed her finger in your direction. She got pretty close to you, and her body language was pretty aggressive. This is what she said. She said, I do not have, and then restarted her sentence, I have money from people who work for fossil fuel companies. So let's talk about that. Is it true? If so, what is the difference between money from people who work for fossil fuel companies and fossil fuel companies themselves?
So no candidate can take money from fossil fuel companies or corporations. As Clinton's campaign has said, that's illegal.
Right.
It's true that she's taken money from employees of the industry, but that is not what our pledge is about. Our pledge is about all candidates rejecting money from registered oil, gas, and coal lobbyists of the fossil fuel industry. And for that number, Senator Clinton has taken around $1.4 million. And I'd like to point out also that in 2008, Obama, when he was running, rejected money from all lobbyists in his campaign. And Secretary Clinton herself has taken an identical pledge to ours that rejects money from lobbyists of the private prison industry, citing that as unethical money. And we think that money from fossil fuel lobbyists is just as unethical.
So she's not taking money from prison industry lobbyists, but she's fine with taking money from fossil fuel lobbyists. Now, she has been confronted before about fossil fuel money, and I want to play for you and our audience some earlier interactions that she had with the public on this very issue.
So I'm wondering, is your answer and your refusal to take leadership on climate change due to the fact that you have contributions from the fossil fuel industry in your campaign?
No, it's not. I'd like to know if you'd be willing to sign a pledge that you will not take money from the fossil fuel industry, that you'll stop immediately.
Well, I don't know that I ever have. I'm not exactly one of their favorites. Have I? Okay. Well, I'll check on that. They certainly haven't made much of an impression on me, if I don't even know it.
So, Eva, she says they haven't made much of an impression on her, and she essentially seemed to not even know that she's taken money from fossil fuel lobbyists. How do you react to that?
Well, it's possible that she didn't. I don't really know. But what I do know is that contributions don't necessarily buy influence, but what they do buy is access. Access to candidates that are hearing from these individuals and what their needs are. And these lobbyists that are registered for the fossil fuel industry, their job is to find access with candidates and influence their policies to make sure that the fossil fuel industry is booming and growing. And that's an industry that's based off exploiting people. It's based off of damaging water supplies, bringing asthma and cancer to communities. Underserved communities generally, and it's based off of a system that's significantly contributing to a global climate problem that is already affecting people on the front lines and putting them in immediate danger. So this lobbyist money is just as unethical as the lobbyist money from the private prison industry.
Are there any examples of companies that she's taken money from, say when she was secretary of, or say when she was running for the first time as president, and then she became secretary of state? Is there any connection that you can draw saying, look, this is the last time she took money from this company, then as secretary of state, she ruled in the favor of this company? Is there any example you can give us?
I don't think you can ever make the direct line. So this individual gave, and then she had this policy. I think that would be disingenuous to say for sure that something like that happens. But she has taken money, at least this campaign cycle, from lobbyists of ExxonMobil while she's running this Department of Justice investigation against them, and also from a number of lobbyists from the fracking industry, which now she has a stronger stance on thanks to activists really pushing her along the campaign trail to regulate the fracking industry to death. But beforehand, when she was Secretary of State, she really did go into the world and push fracking as a cleaner solution.
I understand that she did get money from three Enbridge lobbyists. And before that, when she was Secretary of State, she made a decision favorable to Enbridge. Enbridge is a company that has plans to put together a pipeline similar to the, so it's being seen as the alternative Keystone pipeline. So clearly she has made decisions when she was in a position to do so in favor of fossil fuel companies, hasn't she?
Yeah, so her stances are overall strong on climate, but there are things that you're mentioning that we'd like her and all candidates to be stronger on, namely coming out against drilling in the Gulf, coming out for a fracking ban, coming out and saying that we should ban extraction of fossil fuels on all public lands, and really take strong stances because we know that the next 4 or 8 years could determine the future of our planet and species because climate change is accelerating so much faster than we thought and our window to act is dwindling. So what I would say to that is we want every candidate, not just Secretary Clinton, but also the Republicans and also Sanders to take the strongest stances that they can to tackle climate change in the next 4 to 8 years.
So let's talk about the Sanders campaign, because the last part of the video that we have of you and Hillary Clinton talking to each other, she said, "I am so sick of the Sanders campaign lying about this. I'm sick of it." I think she might have thought you were from the Sanders campaign. Are you?
Yeah, so she definitely did make that assumption. I am not a part of the Sanders campaign. I work for Greenpeace as a democracy organizer. And as I said, we asked every single presidential candidate to sign our pledge to fix democracy, champion campaign finance reform, restore voting rights, and reject fossil fuel money in their campaign. And I have had no affiliation with the Sanders campaign. And again, we want all candidates to take the pledge and take stronger stances on climate.
So I want to quote what Bernie Sanders actually said on this issue, because, of course, this is an election, so he clearly saw an opening. This is what Sanders said recently on CNN. He said, "Let the voters decide whether paid lobbyists who represent the fossil fuel industry gave maximum contributions to the Clinton campaign and whether or not these same people are out in some cases bundling, trying to bring in even more money." He said, "There's a difference between getting money from a worker and somebody whose job it is to represent that industry. I believe we've got to take on the fossil fuel industry." Well, there's a couple of questions that I have from that statement, Eva. One is, what does he mean by bundling?
Yeah, so a lot of registered lobbyists of the fossil fuel industry bundle money for campaigns. So as an individual, you are not allowed to give more than $2,700 to a candidate, but they can go out and solicit individual donations from others and bundle those for the campaign.
So then the other question was that she said, I have money from people who work for fossil fuel companies. One might imagine she's talking about, you know, employees, you know, the receptionist at BP, et cetera. But Sanders is saying there's a difference between that kind of an employee and someone whose job it is to represent that industry. I think he was talking about lobbyists, right? So if so, what is the sort of responsibility? What are lobbyists paid to do? What would a lobbyist for, say, BP be paid to do in Washington, D.C., and if that lobbyist was giving money to the Clinton campaign, we might sort of imagine there's only one motivation.
Yeah, so lobbyists, I think, as most people know, their job is to find access to candidates and to influence those policies in favor of the companies. So in the case of BP, Exxon, and others of that sort, they want to have continued fossil fuel extraction with a booming economy, whether that hurts our planet or not going forward. So I think that we want all candidates to not take money from fossil fuel lobbyists, or in that case, go a step further and do what President Obama did in 2008 and say, I don't want money from any registered lobbyists because I don't want to be influenced in my campaign. I want it to be for the people. I don't want it to be for the individuals that have to represent corporations. So we think it would be great if Clinton and all candidates took that step and said, I don't want money from any registered lobbyists in my campaign, and that includes the fossil fuel industry. And that's just a small step to really restoring our democracy to one that's for the people and is not really obsessed with fundraising on the campaign trail and having to spend time around people that aren't necessarily representative of our democracy.
So Eva, tell us about the Greenpeace campaign to fix democracy. Who has taken the pledge of all of the people that you've asked?
So on the presidential level, Sanders signed the pledge to fix democracy almost immediately. We've also asked down ballot candidates to sign the pledge, and we have about 15 of them. I think, as I mentioned before, Clinton's campaign did respond to us, talked about how she is extremely passionate about overturning Citizens United and restoring the Voting Rights Act, which is wonderful, but she did not sign the pledge. But we do believe that she could be a climate leader, and this would, in the first step to stopping fossil fuels, what she has said she wants to do, would be to reject fossil fuel money and take the one step that she can take before she is in office.
So, Eva, tell us what Greenpeace activists like yourself have been doing. In addition to your action, which is captured on video, how have you dogged the candidates on the campaign trail? Because this is, I think, a really key issue, which is how do grassroots activists and organizers get people who are campaigning, people who are basically trying to woo voters to back them, rather than showing up with a banner that says, I'm for Hillary or I'm for Sanders? How do you get them to follow you?
Yeah. So, yeah, as you said, it's not about a candidate. It's about the issues. So our job is to identify issues that we care about, that we don't have an answer from any candidate. So, for instance, we know that Hillary Clinton hasn't come out with a stance on Gulf drilling. So a great opportunity is to find people, especially local communities that are really affected by that. I found an activist in Miami whose family got BP oil money, and then go and stand 5 to 6 hours in line to get even the opportunity to be at the front to ask a candidate a question. And that way we can directly get answers to the questions that voters and youth climate activists want to have an informed vote come November and come the primary cycle. And I think it's really important to see that youth and activists are not waiting to the ballot box to get involved in their democracy. They're demanding, coming out in the hundreds and thousands and demanding answers from all candidates on the issues that we care about, so we can push them towards a place where they really can, where they're going to restore the democracy for the people and not their contributions and really tackle climate change on a national scale.
Eva, finally, can you also explain whether you think the issue of climate change is a big enough issue in this election? President Obama made a big deal last December at the Paris Conference, the United Nations Conference of Parties, around climate change. Many people are disappointed with that deal. And it almost feels like the candidates and others would like us to think, all right, we've tackled climate change. It's done. We signed this agreement. It's not even a treaty. It's just an agreement. We signed it. And now the climate change is taken care of. Are you disappointed with how little the issue of the climate has come up in this election?
Absolutely. So this is the issue that is going to determine the future of our planet and the future of the human species. And the time that we have to tackle it is dwindling quickly. So DARE International came out with a report that says right now, over 400,000 people are dying due to climate change every single year, from droughts and crop failures to being flooded out of their homes by rising sea levels. And the experts are telling us that we have half the amount of time that we thought we did to tackle climate change before we go over a tipping point and are unable to reverse the worst effects of climate change. So what happens in the next 4 to 8 years is, it's incredibly important. It could be the future of our planet. And the fact that we are not talking about climate change as a main issue in this election is really blasphemy. And that's why hundreds and thousands of activists are out there giving 5 or 6 hours to wait in these lines to demand answers from our candidates and make it an issue that we're talking about on a national scale in our election moving forward.
Will you keep trying to reach out to candidates like Hillary Clinton?
Absolutely. Until we get all the stances that we want from both the Democratic and the Republican side, which takes a little more work, we'll be out there.
And she might avoid you the next time she sees you.
I personally will not be out there. I don't think that I would be able to get a question in again.
I'll give out a website for Greenpeace.
Yeah, so it's greenpeace.org. But I'd also love to plug a huge event coming up, which is Democracy Awakening.
Okay.
So the weekend from April 16th to 18th, thousands of activists are descending on DC to demand a democracy that works for the people and not for corporations. And over a whole bunch of organizations are hosting this weekend. So it's not just environmental groups, it's NAACP, Public Citizen, immigration groups, justice group-oriented groups, who all see that the issues that we care about are all tied together, and that we can't tackle any of them until we get money out of politics, until we have a democracy that works for the people. So there'll be a big rally that Sunday. On the Monday, there'll be some direct action outside of Congress and teach-in. So it's a really incredible opportunity where there'll be thousands of activists together reclaiming our democracy in D.C. And the website for that is democracyawakening.org.
And we'll post that to our website later today, democracyawakening.org, as well as greenpeace.org. Eva, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
My guest is Eva Resnick-Day. She is Greenpeace's democracy organizer, and she's the one who confronted Hillary Clinton just about a week ago about fossil fuel money in her campaign. This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch all of the interviews that we're doing on our website, as well as actually find links that we mention on the air. That's at risingupwithsonali.com.